This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged.
Do you know what? Fully Charged Recharged. Here's a little behind the scenes for you. I just stood up because I thought we were done. And now I have to sit back down and talk to you pricks. Because you just had to listen to the fucking podcast, didn't you? Fuck's sake. Here I go, sitting back down.
You're right, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Let me crack. Sorry, I just needed to get that out. Things you can't say on the radio.
Are you PMSing?
I think I might be. Do you know what? I'm just run down. And I'm going to bed so early. And I can't sleep. And I can't. My body is just like working overtime to get rid of this. Rid of this thing or whatever. I had a smoothie this morning, so I should be fine.
Okay. The smoothie will fix it.
Yeah, well, that actually is a total lie. Where is the line with smoothies? Like, if I blend a load of oranges,
yeah,
is that a smoothie?
That would just be juice.
Right, so when does it become a smoothie?
Let me see.
Is it when you add another thing in?
Well, I don't think this is a smoothie that you've drank this morning. I think
but it's from Jump.
Juice. Yeah, but that's just a juice, not a smoothie. A smoothie would have the yogurt in it, I think.
Oh, really?
Like the way Callum gets Smoothie Tuesdays for everyone in the office? Well, they all pay him, but he goes and collects them because it's good for his points card.
Now, hold on. Let's figure this out. What is a smoothie? This is what you're getting on this podcast. A smoothie is a beverage made by pureeing ingredients in a blender. Mm-hmm. Smoothie commonly has a liquid base, such as a fruit juice or milk, yogurt or ice cream. Other ingredients may be added, including fruits, vegetables, non-dairy milk, crushed ice, blah, 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 blah. So,
what you had drank this morning is not a smoothie.
It's just juice. Juice.
When you go to Jump Juice and you buy it from the thing, there's an ingredient in it that makes it real cold. I'm going to guess the yogurt or the ice cream.
Right.
And that's why they're not necessarily really good for you, the smoothies. They're pretty calorific. So the way you were confused in the office a few weeks ago, they were like, someone was like, no, I don't want to get one today. I need to keep my calories in or something.
Yeah, they want to be healthy.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah, that's the difference.
I've just come to the conclusion.
There's good stuff in it, obviously.
Health does not exist. Being healthy does not exist. It's not a thing you can do. You can work out and you can exercise and that's great for you. But other than that, eat whatever the fuck you want. Because honestly, it's bullshit. It means nothing. People are there like, oh no, I have to eat this amount of bread, but it has to be brown bread. Or I can have this much rice, but it has to be brown rice. Or sometimes I can have 1, 2, 3, or 4 grains of white rice. And you're like, Jesus, that sounds horrific. That sounds like so much pressure to put on yourself. Mm. Just eat what you want and just exercise.
Eat the pizza.
Eat the pizza. I had a Chinese yesterday and then went to the gym. That's exactly what happened. The day before, I had half a Apache pizza and went to the gym. I do what I want.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hi there. Hello, hello.
Go, middle of the week. We're nearly there.
Yeah.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Not feeling it?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I feel like we're stuck this week. I feel like it's going nowhere.
Welcome to Positive Wednesday, everybody. Woohoo!
Don't get me wrong, I don't even have anything at the weekend to look forward to, but it is a bank holiday, so I guess that's why sometimes it can drag a little bit, can't it?
I cannot wait for that.
I know, I'm happy enough
this week. We deserve a bank holiday.
Yeah, we
deserve
do.
I feel like I owe you an apology.
Me?
Yes.
Oh?
I want to bring you back to a couple of weeks ago where you were killing time in the office. And you decided to go to a meeting.
Oh, yes.
And it was some sort of creative meeting, I think it was.
That was actually a marketing meeting. I had time to kill and I said, can I come in? And you and Aisling ripped me to utter shreds for that.
Yeah.
I saw your Instagram story, so no, it went on. Go on. I was going to pull you up on it.
Yeah, I went to a meeting yesterday after you left.
And pigs fly. Excuse me. What do you mean?
So I had to get my hair cut at 11, but my barber pushed it back to 1 o'clock.
Well, that's
so I had to wait for 2 hours.
Right.
And I was just kind of like sitting around and you'd gone and I was like, I've talked to everyone I want to talk to.
Everyone you can possibly annoy.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone was going into a meeting and I was like,
what goes on?
I wonder what goes on in there.
Yeah,
it looks really grown up. So I went and I sat in this, and voluntarily sat in this marketing meeting that I had no business being there at all. And I learned about, apparently we're very busy.
Are we?
Apparently.
Are we?
Apparently we're chock-a-block until Christmas.
Are we?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's great.
So if you want to sponsor anything, you can't.
Are you serious?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Apparently we're doing very well.
Wow.
I know.
Well, We wouldn't have known that if you hadn't gone and corrected you.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm like a spy.
Okay. Is there anything in particular of interest, like, about our show?
They're not sold on Emma, Dave and Aisling just yet.
Sugar.
Yeah.
What more can we do?
I don't know. I think they'll Graham and Nathan back or something. Spins fully charged
with now. Spins fully charged. Recharged. It's Dash's Austin on your number one hit music station. Spin. Morning to you. Hope you're well.
Morning.
I was telling you over the last few days that I'm living in kind of the land of luxury at the moment, and I am very much taking it all in my stride and appreciating every moment because it won't last forever.
Yeah, I'm very jealous.
What I mean is this experience I'm having by staying in various hotels in Dublin while my boyfriend Jack is over. He is from the UK and he works here, so naturally he's put up and he can stay at mine whenever he wants, but I have housemates and all, so it's nice to...
Oh my God, no, stop apologising for it. Like, go and stay in a hotel.
Absolutely. And be in town as well, which is nice. You can just walk everywhere because I'm based out in kind of Rathfarnham direction.
Yeah. It's on Jeff Bezos' car, don't worry about it.
It's been really, really lovely. And we've kind of like fallen into the trap of staying at the same hotel all the time.
Okay.
It's just like, we get on there.
You found a nice area.
We found an area that you feel like you're part of the community. You're in and out, you know your way around.
The community, would you shut up?
Well, that's how I feel, Dave. That's how I feel. Just saying.
Down at number 236, that room is just really, just feels great in there.
I love being on the fourth floor. It's just a really nice vibe up there. I know where the coffee machine is, all the rest. No. All of a sudden, my attitude has changed.
Oh, no.
As of last night, it was 11:30. I was in my lovely new pyjamas. Oh, I got lovely new pyjamas.
Not from the hotel, though.
No. Just I actually bought pyjamas for the winter season. They're very unsexy and I love them so much.
Okay.
I was in my lovely pyjamas about to go to sleep and all of a sudden...
No.
Ah, yeah. Very loud, very loud. I said, get up.
What time was this at?
About 11:30.
No.
Yeah, he was very disorientated. I said, come on. So I was very responsible in my pyjamas and grabbed a robe and legged it, right?
That's very un-Irish of you.
Well, that's what
I
realised.
That's actually very English of you.
That's what I realised. Obviously, everyone down the stairwell, we were coming from like the sixth floor, so every stairwell you went down, more and more people were piling into the stairwell.
Were they?
And my first observation was, everyone's fully dressed. It's 11:30 at night. So what are you doing? So we're sitting out in the freezing cold for about 25 minutes and I realised that I was the only person who took it seriously enough to just leg it.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. When I say very un-Irish of you, I meant the fact that you actually left because of a fire alarm. Usually we'd look around for the fire and if it wasn't there, then you were grand.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't agree with that. I think they should be taken very seriously.
Right,
and
okay.
Everyone was outside. You were told to evacuate. There was a fire.
Were you actually told to get out?
Of course we were.
Right, okay.
Because everyone was out, yeah. Number one. Then eventually we were all let back in. Then because everyone who had been staying in the hotel was on the street, there was queues for the lift.
No.
Lads. It was like when I stayed in New York, there was literally long queues to get in the lift.
Just go up the stairs, like.
Oh, it was six floors, are you mad? Anyways, so that was part one of why I'm like, this wouldn't happen.
This is not great.
Back in no time.
That's not a great day.
Then this morning, Jack had to be in work at 5:00. Mm. And what does he do at 4:15? Starts singing.
Oh my God.
He starts literally making up these stupid songs like, I love Dublin, there's my girlfriend Emma in her new pyjamas, I love
Something I would do. And if someone took that and brought it to the capital on a radio show, I think I'd die.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just, I was like, oh, hi, morning.
Oh my God, tell him to shut up.
Stop singing. Oh, I love her new pyjamas, they're so soft.
Oh my God, ick, break up with him now.
You're on spin. Oh,
fully charged. Recharged. What did he do? He came up with an online suggestion box, which is always, I think, in the UK, a fantastic idea. Mm. Because do you remember when they wanted to name the Queen's new boat? Mm-hmm. And they put it to a suggestion box and it was called Boaty McBoatface. And then James Blunt asked the public what he should change his name to and it was Blunty McBluntface.
Well, they're very smart over there, right?
They are. Yeah, they really, really are. So shockingly, this suggestion box for the NHS has been hijacked by pranksters. Mm. Is all I said.
God, people you wouldn't have that in Ireland.
No, you wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't. They never take the make over here.
No, never.
Very serious folk in Ireland.
So the NHS suggestions, like, some people were saying, you know, they wanted less wait time and how were they going to do that? Build more hospitals or more pay for the nurses and things like that. No. We have a list of the greatest suggestions from the NHS suggestion box and here they are. make this dog the head of the NHS. And it was a picture of a dog. And I really, really liked that.
Cool.
Bring back Derek Branning on EastEnders because it would improve the mental health of all.
Good point.
Incorporate Daleks into the NHS because they have a lot of experience with doctors. Doctor Who, Daleks, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Partner with Weatherspoons and have one in every hospital.
Cool.
Great idea. Very good. Good for mental health. Mm. Do away with computers. And there was another one that came up the other day that said, replace doctors with iPads. Don't need doctors. They're woke. Use an iPad and Google your symptoms. I like that one. Waffles for every meal, free of charge. I think you would need to stay in the NHS if you are eating that many waffles.
If there were
bird's
eye, I'd extend my stay, yeah.
Replace single beds with bunk beds.
Oh, imagine being on the top bunk.
Rent out empty seats in cinemas so people can watch a film whilst they're waiting to be seen or under observation.
Good idea.
Some of the suggestions are like really specific that I'm like, are they real? Are they just really stupid? Do you know
imagine
what I mean?
If you had a cinema beside the emergency waiting room and it's like you're going to be 6 hours waiting for someone here. Go in there and watch.
Great. Provide everyone with a daily apple to reduce people having to see the doctor.
Oh, well,
because as we all know, a doctor a day. Or an apple away. A doctor a day keeps the apple away. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Dave.
Increase the price of Freddo's to £1.50 to tackle diabetes.
Oh, great. What's a Freddo now? Remember when they were 25 cents?
We're not turning into that radio station that gives out about the price of Freddos.
It's concerning.
Turn down the heating by 1 degree. Again, I don't know if that's a real suggestion or not.
Hospitals are very hot.
Use hearses as ambulances.
Jesus. Stop that. My God. No need. That person is dark.
This person is obviously a GP and he's wrote, GPs should be allowed to amend patients' wills. So like, after they die...
Dark.
Yeah, very dark. Mm-hmm. They should be, as he said, it will mean that hardworking local GPs will no longer be unfairly excluded from inheritances. What the hell? Let Jose Mourinho take charge. Mourinho has won many titles in his career and would make the NHS much more defensively solid. Someone said, let's invade France and take their medical equipment.
Ah, for God's sake.
Big fan of that one. Someone said, get rid of Britain. Just get rid of it. Nothing good has ever come from Britain and it would reduce NHS spending, which is an added bonus. Someone said, replace ambulance sirens with healthy eating advice.
Imagine coming down the street being like, eat your banana.
Someone said, in order to make money for the NHS, put slot machines in hospitals. Again, they were really detailed. They put a full-blown paragraph. So I was kind of like, is that a serious suggestion? Mm. Remove the chocolate from digestives because it's making everyone fat. Rich teas should be all we need. And then my favourite one, no name or anything, just give me a go.
I honestly think they do this for their own entertainment.
Yeah.
As like a politician or like the head of the health system, when life can be really grueling, it's like, give me a laugh here, lads.
I like the thought of it, that being from like an Alan. I'm like, give me a go. Okay, Alan.
Come on over.
You're now head of the NHS.
Time, I want you to take a look at this monster bottle of water.
Oh, you're getting 25 cents for that back, baby.
I am, yeah. That is a 1.5 litre bottle of water and there's a point to them bringing it up on the show this morning. So yesterday, I left town around 5 to 12 and my goal was to get myself to a boxing class at 12:30 in Sandyford for Heaton. That's where I do my boxing. And as I got into the car, thinking I had loads of time, I just threw it on Google Maps to just wangle my way differently. And it was given that I was going to be 3 minutes late. And I was like, I hate...
It's giving 3 minutes late.
It's giving 3 minutes late, according to Maps. And from the get-go, I was like, nah, that sucks. Like, I don't want to be 3 minutes late. Also, I can't bring a normal-sized bottle of water to boxing because I will run out of... That's how much I need it.
Yeah, yeah.
I will run out of a normal-sized bottle of water halfway through the class, right?
I didn't even know these were a thing.
Always get the 1.5 litres for the class. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to stop. And then I was kind of sweating. I was like, maybe that's just worst-case scenario. I'll be 3 minutes late, okay? So I pulled in, got the water. Now I'm like 5 minutes late.
Crap.
According to Maps. I was like, I don't want to be rude either, but like maybe I'll just come in the middle of the warm-up. But it was making me a bit anxious. I hate being late.
Yeah, same.
And then as I got closer and closer and closer and closer, the estimated arrival time just kept getting longer and longer and longer and longer. So at this point, when I was, say, still 2 miles to go, it was brushing on 12 minutes late. And I was like,
oh my
God, can't go in there. Like, the traffic was just really bad. I was, every red light I was getting, that kind of way. And I was like, look, I just can't. I was really disappointed because I was actually like, just get it done. Anyway, I didn't go and I went home.
Oh.
So I brought home with me this massive bottle of water. And what do you do when you don't go to a boxing class? Because you can't, because you mess it up. You go for a nap.
Oh, nice. I thought you were going to say go to the gym.
No, no. You just say, well, that sucks, so I'm going to go to bed instead. Yeah, yeah. So I got myself into bed for a lovely nap, and I woke up about 7 minutes later. I mean, drenched.
Oh, no.
The 1.5 litre bottle of water had been left slightly open.
Oh.
And I mean, I was top to toe, like, freezing, like...
No! Oh, my God.
Drenched, soaking, got straight into a hot shower. Just the whole thing was a disaster. One of those days.
Yeah,
you know,
one of those
days. One of those days when nothing really suited you. And that's it.
Are you sure you didn't wet the bed?
90%.
Bam!
Right now, we're in the midst of another round of A Second at the Cinema. A tough game, I would say. The aim of the game is that you identify a full-on movie from a one-second clip.
Now, to be fair, you say it's a tough game. But, like, at the same time, it's the same as, like, you playing 1 second of a song.
And it's not,
and you having never, ever heard the song. Because you don't watch movies.
Well, no, that's... if 1 second of a song, and a song is about 3 minutes in length, the movie's a lot longer.
So
that's
you think it's easier to guess the song than it is
I
to guess the movie?
I'd be more into music than I'd be into movies. But this morning, I managed to identify from the particular movie, so I am absolutely chuffed with myself. Here's what you heard.
This morning, everyone!
Cinema in a WhatsApp, 087-711-103. We want to get you to
the cinema. I was
actually
impressed you got this, to be fair.
And sort you with 2 IMC Cinema passes on this morning's show. Lindsay is standing by. What are you up to this morning, Lindsay?
Just in work.
Oh, you're in work early. What do you do?
Bit of cleaning.
Oh, very good, Lindsay. You. And are you listening to us on your earphones, Lindsay, are you?
No loudspeaker.
Oh,
just
fair play to you.
Well,
thank you very much. Thank you. You've been listening to 1 second of a clip from a movie. The 1 second sounds like this.
This morning, everyone.
What do you think that movie is, Lindsay?
Barney the movie, Barney the Dinosaur.
Barney the Dinosaur. Would that be a regular movie in your household, Lindsay?
It wouldn't, no. It would have been in my childhood, though.
I remember the ones, the movies, they were unbelievable. There was one with an egg. There was one with a pretend airplane. It was Barney. You could be whatever you wanted.
You could be whatever you wanted. That was the whole idea now, Dave, wasn't it? That was the whole idea.
Lindsay, unfortunately, that's not the movie. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Lovely
have a great
chat
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Lindsay.
Talk to you later. Okay, Vivian's also there. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Grand, you sound very whispery. Just awake?
I'm just trying to be quiet. I think my housemates are all getting ready.
Oh,
so
very good, Vivian.
How many people
do
you share with?
There's 4 of us in the house.
And what do you do yourself, Vivian?
I work in Aldi headquarters.
Oh, very good. Right, so you're up early to drive out there.
What's it like living with 3 other people? I live with 2, so I kind of get you.
Yeah, it's great. They're all lovely. We all work in the same place, so see them all the time.
I live with 4 other people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Vivian.
Yeah.
You've been listening to 1 second of a film. This 1 second sounds like this.
This morning, everyone.
Please tell us you know that film.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Can you finish the sentence? Do you know what she's saying?
This morning, everyone, I can't remember.
Today's the day, the sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of here. Have a listen.
It's morning, everyone. Today's the day, the sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of here. The tank is clean.
Unreal.
Brilliant.
Vivian, congratulations. You just won yourself 2 IMC Cinema passes so you can choose your favourite housemate and bring her to the...
Producer Callum just did a thing I hoped he'd do. You can bring all your housemates to the cinema.
We'll give you 4 IMC Cinema passes. Congratulations, Vivian.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Millie. You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Dave, say film again.
Film.
Okay.
Film.
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 Filma.
Filma.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello there. What's the story?
How are we?
It's only 3 minutes after 8, so I'm sorry to ruin your day when there's so much potential.
Oh, no. What are you going to ruin it with?
It's gone. It's over. It's all over.
What is?
The Dublin's New York City portal has been shut down permanently this time.
What?
Yeah, we already had a funeral 4 months ago. That was a bit premature, in fairness. It was just shut down for bad behaviour
for
a time.
It was grounded.
We were being punished at that time. And obviously myself, Emma, Dave and Aisling, we all went down and had a funeral for it at the time.
Yeah, you remember the flowers on the portal? That was us.
Now would have been the more fitting time to do it because this is it. It's officially gonzo. But a new portal to a major US city has been opened.
In the same place? Is it still on North Earl Street?
It's still on North Earl Street.
So it hasn't been closed, Emma.
The one to New York City has been closed.
Oh, it's in the actual like magical portal.
This you won't be able to see New York anymore. Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's
okay,
gone.
But the big thing is still there.
The yoke is still there, yeah. Okay. The yoke. Yeah.
Okay, the yoke.
So for the last while, it's been rotating between New York and...
On Moblin.
Lublin.
That one.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is that
Vilnius,
again?
That's in Poland.
Ah.
A place called Vilnius in Lithuania as well. But now it'll add another US major city. Anywhere you'd be keen to see? In the States, now that New York is gone.
Yeah. Maybe a different street in New York. Ohio.
Cool. That would be cool.
Oregon.
Mm. It's Philadelphia.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, Philly's a cool city.
Yeah.
Cheesesteaks and Sabrina Carpenter.
Is she from Philadelphia, Sabrina Carpenter?
No, I think she's Pennsylvania.
Oh.
I just realised that.
It's now going to be live streaming Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Vilnius and Lublin. Every 3 minutes it'll switch around. Philadelphia, I think the only thing we could really hold up is cheese.
Yeah.
Don't really have much else.
Philadelphia is actually in Pennsylvania. I just realised that. So I think Sabrina Carpenter is from Philadelphia.
So Sabrina Carpenter and cheese, we're laughing. That's a good start.
That sounds like a fantastic portal.
Recharged.
There was a story doing the rounds yesterday about ITV, right? You know, the TV station. And basically, they were going to use artificial intelligence or AI to generate programme ideas in a first for UK television.
Oh, that's so lazy. Now, more job losses.
Now, listen, right? Okay. I can kind of understand that thought frame. However, it's not really a job loss. It's actually kind of a job in itself. This job is kind of how to talk to AI and how to use AI and how to generate the best out of AI.
Mm.
So it's a guy who basically is, or a guy or girl is going to be hired. It's like a 95 grand a year job, do you know what I mean? And basically they are going to work with AI to come up with new TV shows, new films, digital first content, things like that, right? So the duties are going to include using AI technology to help with character development and ideas, come up with different kind of things for TV shows or whatever. Different maybe twists and things, which I find interesting.
I know, but that's so sad. That's not coming from a human brain.
Do you think,
those ideas. Yeah, I think so, but sure, that's just me.
But like,
you
also
think I'm an old fart.
You see, I don't think that, but I understand your kind of thought frame, but and I knew you would say this.
Mm.
So what I did was, I went to AI, and I know how to use AI. I know how to speak to AI to get the best out of it, right? Because I've researched it for a long, long time. So what I've done is, I've got AI to come up with alternative radio shows for Emma, Dave and Ashley.
In case we get stale.
In case we get the sack.
Oh, good idea. Okay, now I'm on
board. We can come back with these ideas and be like, you shouldn't sack us because we have these ideas. So I said to AI, come up with alternative radio shows hosted by Emma, Dave and Aisling. A talk show, a sports show and a game show.
Lovely. Okay.
The talk show is called Tea Toast and Total Nonsense. The concept is Emma, Dave and Aisling sit down with a big pot of tea, slices of toast and the most bizarre stories and opinions they can find. Each week they pick the themes like odd laws from around the world or bizarre dating profiles or things you can't believe are real. Starting to sound very 2FM, isn't it? So the segments are What's in the Box? A mystery object is described by one host while the others try to guess with hints from listeners.
Guessing what's in the box.
Yeah, and
a
there's
visual
also,
thing on radio.
They've come up with another segment called Weirdly Specific Rants. Listeners send in their overly specific pet peeves, like why does my cat sit on my laptop the moment I open it? This is all AI.
Jesus.
I haven't edited this in the slightest. But you're not into it. That's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. We move to the sports show. It's called the Underdog Olympics.
Oh.
The concept is a wacky sports show where Emma, Dave and Aisling focus on the least celebrated sports, like competitive ironing, cheese rolling, worm charming. They might even attempt some of the sports themselves in mini challenges. Segments are Can You Beat Dave? A listener challenges Dave to a quirky sport like speed Jenga or virtual arm wrestling.
Again, it's radio.
And competes live. And other segments, Ridiculous Record Breakers, discussing the strangest world records and interviewing people who've attempted them. This sounds like a bit of me, but I can see you're not into it. Don't worry. We move on to the game show.
Oh, I like game shows.
Wheel of Misfortune. You see what they did there?
Mm.
Huh? Wacky, crazy concept. A game show where Emma, Dave and Aisling spin a big, loud wheel that determines which game they'll play that week. That's kind of what we do when we prep the show. The game ranges from trivia about ridiculously niche topics to silly physical challenges in the studio. Okay, listeners can call in to play a round against one of the hosts.
How can they do that? Make that make sense.
087-711-1038.
How does the person play when it's a physical random game? I don't think it's got that part worked out yet.
Segments include the improbable quiz. Listeners and hosts tackle trivia questions with answers no one is expected to know, like how many rubber ducks are lost at sea each year. And other segments include slippery slopes, a slippery slope of questions where each answer is somehow more obscure than the last. Listeners can call in for help. So these concepts would be a good laugh and definitely add a little chaos into the morning discussion.
I'm worried for ITV. I don't want to watch their channel anymore.
So are we talking tea, toast and total nonsense, Underdog Olympics or Wheel of Misfortune? Are we going to go to 2FM or Off the Ball or 98FM?
Oh. I think tea, toast and total nonsense because it's fun to say.
I do like that one, yeah.
Tea, toast
and total nonsense. It's like Emma, Dave and Aisling. Tea, toast and total nonsense.
Hey, I'm actually, do you know what? Throw that one in the back, but don't be throwing that sheet out.
I kind of see what you mean now about AI coming up with these ideas. Not very helpful.
No.
And I thought I knew how to work AI, but I don't think I will be applying for this.
Any story about AI that means that people will still have their jobs because people are still beating it makes me happy.
Yeah, true.
So I'm very delighted with all of that. Thank you very much. We really need to revisit something that happened on yesterday's show. It was a fleeting comment that has stuck with me since this time yesterday. David Hammond, while discussing something completely different yesterday...
What have I done?
You came out with this.
I once broke up with a girl on H&M on Dame Street.
Jesus, Dave.
So would that be a good spot for a 3-minute hook?
You once broke up with a girl at H&M on Dame Street.
On Dame Street, yeah.
Okay, we need to revisit. So, this morning on the show, I would like to revisit just that. Dave, how did you bring yourself to break up with someone in an H&M?
Okay, so the story goes that we were kind of like on the phone the night before and I was like, yeah, don't know if this is working. And she was like, shut up. We're going to town tomorrow. I have to get a few bits. So come into town, we can talk about it. And I was like, fine. So I went into town and then we went into H&M and we were walking around and she was like, so why? And I was like explaining everything.
This is a strange place for her to want to do this.
Yeah.
What, picking up bits to try on the dressing room? Like, I'd be way too stressed.
See, to be fair, I think we'd broken up like many, many times.
Uh-huh.
So it was just one of those things where it was like, he's just in one of his moods.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to get my bits done while you can rant at me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then, we just broke up and that was it.
So you walked at a H&M.
We were in H&M. She was walking around getting her bits. And then she was like, so explain yourself. And I was just like, I just don't think it's working, blah, 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 blah. And we basically broke up. And I was like, yeah, I think this is it. And she was like, this is ridiculous. And then I had to get the train back with her.
What?
Yeah.
What age were you?
Probably like 18.
Okay.
17 maybe.
Okay, this wasn't last year.
No.
Okay, and then you had to get the train home.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Did you at least carry your bag?
No.
Connolly?
No. We went to Pierce, actually.
Went to Pierce.
Yeah. We're all good now, if it helps.
Yeah.
We're very good friends now.
On the back of what Dave revealed yesterday, because immediately when he said it, God, like, I've had breakups in some random places. I want to know this morning, where did your breakup happen? It doesn't matter if you were doing the breaking up or if they were doing the breaking up, but in terms of location, where did that happen? We'd love to hear from you this morning. Your voice notes to 087-711-1038. If you want to keep yourself anonymous, by all means do as well. But where did your breakup happen?
This is fantastic. I can't even think. Like, H&M is obviously my main one. Mm. Dame Street. There was the beach. I broke up with someone on the beach.
Ah, here.
Yeah.
Which beach?
Bettystown Beach. And I think I must have a think. I feel like there's other weird places I've broken it off with.
There are always strange places because you know you have to go somewhere to have this chat.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it is really random.
Like I guarantee there's people listening who have broken up in the pavilions or something.
Yeah,
like,
you know I mean? Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Sitting on those weird benches.
087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please. Where did your breakup happen? Come on.
Yeah, let
come
us know.
On. How you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Hits Radio Live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
We want to send you over to see a host of your favourite artists perform in Manchester next month. Not long to wait in this at all, should you win it. We'll do the draw on the 8th of November.
It's
going to
come up quick.
It won't be on coming around at all. It's scary, actually. And the big gig happening in Manchester on the 23rd of November. Your return flights in there, your tickets, your transfers, B&B in a 4-star Manchester hotel as well. Bearing in mind, you've got to be over the age of 18 to enter this Spin Network competition, and all the terms are on our website. We did play a Hits Radio Live artist in the last few minutes. Roisin, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just on my way into work.
What do you do, Roisin?
I just work in insurance.
You don't just anything, Roisin.
No, not in this show.
My name is Roisin and I work in insurance. Yay! Isn't that right?
So, Roisin, on this lineup that includes Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keane DeCrow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora, who would you be most looking forward to seeing?
Oh my God, I'd say Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims. And class. Which artist did you just hear?
Teddy Swims.
Yay. It's always Teddy Bloody Swims.
He's got that big song.
Congratulations, Roisin, you are in that draw, which we are going to do on the November 8th for that Hits Radio Live, which is happening on the 23rd of November.
Cheers, Roisin. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Another chance to qualify after 10 with Michaela here at Spin.
For now, though, we are asking, where did your breakup happen? This was because yesterday I revealed in just a passing comment that Emma has clung on to and has lived rent-free in her head for the last 24 hours that I broke up with someone on Dame Street, in the H&M on Dame Street.
It's just an interesting place to have a breakup, you know?
This is years ago, like I was a kid.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's okay. The more random, the better. We're asking you this morning, where did your breakup happen? And you can be anonymous on this if you want, like this person.
I got broken up within the middle of the college campus and my friend was taking a video because he was so entertained.
What?
This person was broken up with in the middle of a college campus.
Yeah.
And it was on video because the person's friend was so entertained by
them being broken up with.
I don't know, maybe the person didn't know exactly what was going on.
Yeah, that's not a friend,
that's
man.
Awful. The one thing I don't ever want to see recorded in particular is a breakup.
Yeah.
Okay, where did your breakup happen? Be anonymous if you want, but get your voice notes over to us on 087 711 1038.
You know when you go through an experience with something and like it was years ago, and then when you say it to someone in person or in passing, they're like, sorry, what? Yeah. What did you just say there? And you're like, oh yeah, I suppose that is weird. Because I said in passing yesterday to Emma that I once broke up with a girl in H&M on Dame Street. And then, to be fair, having said it after, I was like, that is a weird spot to break up with someone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I kind of, I've lived it. Right? Like I was like 18, like it was just years ago.
Yeah.
So like, how would I have known? That was a weird thing to think because I've always experienced it.
And that's the thing, these conversations sometimes come up in unexpected places and you need to have that conversation there and then. So.
But that sentence has unfortunately lived in rent-free in Emma's head for the last 24 hours, so much so that on this morning we are asking you, where did your breakup happen? Maybe somewhere weird.
Location-wise in particular, and naturally lots of people want to stay anonymous on this, that's absolutely fine. Drop us a text. The one good thing about AI is it can do the talking for you.
Yes.
Send us in a message.
You put it through AI Adam, isn't it?
Yeah, so AI Adam, here he is with one of your messages that have come through this morning on 087-711-1038. Where did your breakup happen?
My breakup happened in Dublin Airport and we had to go on the holiday after. It was a long time coming, but I still feel awful about the location.
I don't know what to say to AI Adam there.
Sorry, what?
My breakup happened in Dublin Airport and we had to go on the holiday after.
That makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Why would you go ahead and have the holiday?
See, this is that. I feel like that definitely 100% had to have been the lad that broke up with the girl.
Okay, can
because
we have a gender?
Girls.
Yeah. It's a fella.
I bet he did it. I bet he did the broke up.
Okay, this person also wants to remain anonymous.
We were on the way to his parents' house when he drops the bomb saying, I don't think this is working out. Couldn't believe the words coming out of his mouth. And I just had to sit at his parents' like nothing ever happened. I was fuming, safe to say. Things ended abruptly after that.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
With the in-laws, put on a happy smile.
What an idiot!
That is like, so stupid.
Why do people do this?
Stupid. So a breakup of mine happened in a Travelodge car park.
Oh, nice.
Really hot.
Yeah. It sounds it. Was it after a hot weekend?
No, it wasn't. We hadn't even been staying in said Travelodge. We were driving past the Travelodge when this conversation happened. And I was like, look, let's just pull in here and chat it out. And I was just thinking, this is so grim. We're in a Travelodge car park watching the world go by. People coming in and out. And that's where it happened.
That's a real depressing spot.
And then the conversation went on for so long that next door to that was a McDonald's.
Yeah.
So we went over and got a coffee and continued the conversation in the McDonald's car park.
Oh my God.
That was hot.
They're two very grim places.
Rebecca, where did your breakup happen?
So I got taken on a date up to Howth Head. And at the end of the 3-hour date, so after we had food, after the whole date, I got told, yeah, I just don't think this is working out.
Oh, no.
And, oh, no, no, no. The thing was, he had driven me there.
Oh, no!
So he had to drive me home for half an hour.
Oh, God, what an idiot.
What was going on there?
Up with me, so he's an idiot.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
So...
But, so I know you're probably going to think, oh, well, the poor bloke, he's probably only young, what, like last, you know, 15, 16, whatever. This was last month.
Jesus, girl.
It's last month.
That's shocking. What kind of small talk did you make on the drive home?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't even, he kept trying to talk to me. I was like, please don't talk to me.
Oh,
please don't talk
to me. Get me out of here.
I hope to God you weren't feeling it either, Rebecca, because that is just awful.
I literally have no. I got home and the girls are like, I'm sorry, what?
at least you got one more free little meal out of it.
Some people are so weird. True.
That's shocking.
It was not what I was expecting.
Oh my God, very, amazing.
Like a very typically romantic location as well, kind of at odds to what was going on there. Thank you, Rebecca.
Know.
Hope you're doing okay, gal.
Do mind him now.
Yeah, do mind him. He's a tick.
Come here. Side note. I tuned in when you were talking about a breakup.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were just talking about a soft launch yesterday. I was ready to kill you. I was like, don't you dare talk about a soft launch on radio and then dump the girl. I wouldn't do that.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks for the advice and the being terrified now. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. 087-711-103. Hoth Head at Travelodge, H&M, Dublin Airport before going on holiday.
And the parents' house.
Shocking. Where did your breakup happen? Be anonymous if you need to be. We're asking this morning, where did your breakup happen? In terms of location, some of them being kind of grim. I just revealed that one of mine about 6 years ago happened in a Travelodge car park in Waterford. Pretty grim.
Yeah,
up there,
pretty
one
grim.
Of the grimmest, I think.
I think, honestly, my breakup was in H&M on Dame Street was quite nice. Because you had music in the background, you had people, so, like, she couldn't shout at me. And, yeah, it was good vibes.
Okay, a lot of people getting in on this. Naturally, a lot of people want to remain anonymous as well. So between voice notes coming in, we are changing your voice. And also then if we're just getting WhatsApps in, we're putting them through little Adam or Eve AI so they can bring it to you. So this was a voice note, but naturally the person's voice has been changed.
I got broken up with when I was in the bathroom throwing up. And my boyfriend at the time, I thought, was coming in to help me because I was obviously really sick and really poorly, and instead he just stood in the corner and was giving out to me and pointing out all the things that were wrong in our relationship. It was horrible.
Wow. While you're vomiting in the toilet.
I just don't understand what's happening. Okay, so far on this today, we have had someone come on and talk about how they broke up with someone in Dublin Airport before they both went on a holiday. We had someone go to dinner with their parents' house with the fella or with the boyfriend, and they broke up there before they went to the parents' house. And now this. What is with the timing of people? Mm. Like, this is so stupid.
Yeah,
At least I did mine and we were both going home straight after.
She got
a few bits closed
as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, she could look well for her comeback in traffic.
Stupid timing.
I love as well, it's all the girls coming forward.
Yeah.
The guys, come on now. It's okay if you're broken up with, and it happens with guys as well, so come forward.
I'm waiting for mine to come forward. Like, he broke up with me at H&M on Dame Street.
Okay, this was a WhatsApp message that came in that we've put through AI to protect the anonymous.
Was dumped at the roller disco, and let me tell you, nothing more humiliating than roller skating away from a breakup.
That's what the hell is that?
Do you know what? Some people would be thrilled with that, darling. Get the skates on and leg it.
What in the 1940s is that?
That's
bloody text.
Excellent. And this person doesn't want to remain anonymous. Happy to go ahead. It's Michael.
I can't remember where I've been broken up with, but in the relationships I have, I've kind of made them break up with me.
Oh, clever.
So, like, doing things to try and make them realise it's not working, when in reality I don't want to be with them, but I don't want to be the bad guy and make it seem like it's all my fault.
Yeah, Michael, you sound like an absolute melt.
Yeah.
That's not the way to handle these things, man. Just break up with someone.
Very clever, Michal. Very clever.
No, Michael. You sound like an utter melt. Do the person a favour and break up with them and set them free. Okay? Thank you.
They'd genius,
be delighted
Michael.
To be ready
genius.
Now hearing that. Yeah, well, that just really annoyed me, sir. Don't be doing that.
The most bizarre answers have come in so far. Do you want to hear them?
Come on.
Okay, so we've had H&M, Dame Street. We had Bettystown Beach. Travel Lodge car park, that was yours, Emma. College campus while being filmed. Airport before a holiday with the couple. On the way to his parents for dinner, and he did the breaking up. Hothead, roller disco, and in the toilet while vomiting.
Isn't that shocking?
Absolutely insane. And some people are just ridiculous.
Okay, this, I reckon, for now, will be our final one. This is anonymous.
When I was working in a pub where my girlfriend was also working, she broke up with me after 3 years, about 10 minutes into our shift. Had to work another 6 hours that evening.
That is so grim.
That would be so awkward.
Working together, trying to pull a pint, trying to walk around. Can I get that glass there from you? Do you have the rag there? I need to wipe down the table.
Oh, can you just imagine?
What is wrong with people?
Do you want to keep chatting about this? No, it's done. All right, great. Yeah, send. I'll see you later.
Could you bring that to table 4, please?
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Can you get that glass? Just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, what's the story?
Good morning. You might have just heard on the news there. This is amazing, right? We were talking about this yesterday in the show. We were talking about the strange way the politicians are trying to kind of get support in elections during their campaigns, right? So Trump went and worked at McDonald's and things like that. You've probably heard of Ed Davey doing like a bungee jump and things in the UK. But just in the news there, Obama was channeling his inner Eminem yesterday. So he comes out to do an introduction speech, like Eminem comes out to do an introduction speech.
I think Vice President Harris supports a future for this country where these freedoms and many others will be protected and upheld. And here to tell you much more about that, President Barack Obama.
Love, like okay. Absolutely love that. So
I've
cool.
I've never heard Eminem speak like that, like in one of those situations. That's cool.
Either have I. Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool. And then here comes Obama with a bit of an introduction as well.
You know, I have done a lot of rallies, so I don't usually get nervous. But I was feeling some kind of way following Eminem.
And then he knocks it out of the park. Have a listen to this.
I'm nervous, but on the surface I look calm and ready to drop bombs. But I keep on forgetting. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Lose yourself.
I thought Eminem was going to be performing. I was going to jump out.
How cool is that?
Go on, he's such a cool lad though.
Bit problematic of for a past president being like, I'm ready to drop bombs.
Yeah,
like,
don't really like
not great at that.
Yeah.
But everything else, like, that was fantastic. More of that. More rapping, please, Obama.
I'd say more Eminem.
More Eminem.
On your campaign
more Obama.
Trail.
More Harris. I'm loving all of it. Yeah.
For now, though, I find myself in a very beautiful situation this week. This has kind of been something that I've been in possession of for about 3 months now, and it's time to do something about it.
A boyfriend.
I'm going to bring you back to last February. You might remember on the show, I was looking for your suggestions on how to make my granny's 90th birthday party lit.
Oh, yes.
She celebrated her 90th birthday in February last year. And I actually shared a room with her that night. And I remember her waking. I remember I woke up in the middle of the night and there she was. She couldn't wait a second longer to open her presents down at the end of the bed with the scissors out, opening up all her cards.
Of course she was. She's only a young one, 90 years old. My granny's 97. Do you know what I mean? Your granny's only a young one.
Legend, yeah. Fair legend.
She's only a kid.
So here's the thing. She came to me about 3 months ago and she said, I got a beautiful hotel voucher for my birthday. She said, but it's really far away from me and quite honestly, I won't get the benefit of it. I'd like you to take the voucher.
Stop.
And I said, I said, no, don't be silly. That's your present. I'm not taking it off you. This went on and on. You know, the way you don't really say no to your granny. She used to shove fibers down my bra. Like, you know, I wouldn't take the money off her. It was like, just take the voucher. You'll enjoy it. Please use it and let me know when you're using it, please. It was a very pricey voucher. It was for a very fancy hotel and it's worth €400. Okay?
Oh my God.
So I was really adamant. No, that's not my gift. Someone bought that for you. Like, blah, blah. Anyway. Here we are, and I took the voucher.
Unreal, no. And God, I love your granny.
I was looking at this hotel in particular, and it's completely somewhere. I'm not going to name it. It's somewhere that I've no business being. It's spenny.
Okay.
I.e.,
are we talking spa?
There's a spa there as well.
Are we talking down the country.
I've never. Stop looking for it. I'm looking. I've never gone near it.
Okay.
I don't know what it's like. I don't. And what I do know from looking on their website is that even the €400 wouldn't cover a night's stay.
Okay. Wow.
No, not at all.
Oh my God.
Right. Wouldn't come anywhere near.
Is it on the moon?
So here's the thing. I've decided that it's the long weekend. I've loads of time this weekend. I'm going to use this voucher, but I don't want a singular euro left on this voucher.
Okay.
I want to spend exactly €400.
€400.
Euro. So I've had a look and I've got my calculator out this morning. I've had a look at their spa, right? You could do a back, neck and shoulder massage. It's €90 for 25 minutes.
Oh my God.
25.
25.
For €90.
Ridiculous.
So I was thinking, grand, I'll do that twice. Yeah. I'll say, thank you very much, 25 minutes over. Can you start again, please?
Are you bringing the fella?
That's €108. He is assigning a hot stone massage for €165. So if we just get that in there. That in total will come to €345.
Okay, so what I just listened to was a calculator, was it?
My calculator, Dave. Can you not hear? It's clearly a calculator. It's the most clearly obvious thing that that's a calculator.
I feel like it's like a Stone Age calculator, like an obelisk.
So that's the back, neck and shoulder massage, 25 minutes. Forget about it. Let's do that twice. And that's, as I said, the hot stone. So we have €55 left.
Okay.
So I was looking through the website again. Afternoon tea. For one person, it is €59.
No!
So that's completely out of budget.
That's out, yeah, by €4.
We'd have been sharing those slivers of Sambos anyway, so scratch that. Then I went looking a bit further. They have a soup of the day. That's €19 for two people. Grand, £36. Okay. Add that on. Okay.
So now we've only €9 left?
No, we're down to, we've 36 to go if we add €9.50, okay? Then I was looking at the menu again. A Caesar salad is £24. Lovely. That's €12 left. That'll do.
Add that into the Stone Age calculator.
€12 left. We need to get down to zero. I was looking at their menu again. Side dishes, including, you'd be allergic. Their side dishes are skinny fries.
Yes, love.
Sweet potato fries.
No.
Or green salad.
No.
Okay, so well, we can decide that'll be the two skinny fries. They're £5.50 each. Brilliant, we're on to something. There's €1 left.
Oh, tip.
There is. I'm not giving them a tip. I do not need a tip. What can I do with my €1 in a hotel? That fancy. I honestly would say that their tap water is about a fiver. I can't think of anything that I get €1 for.
Rent a towel?
Yeah.
Rent a towel? Can I touch your towel?
Oh, you could rent out one of the lockers.
Oh, yeah.
Lockers are always €1. They're always €1.
Yeah.
And then just to really satisfy myself, I'll forget to get my deposit back.
Yes.
And be like, I spent every €1. Yeah.
Perfect. Unreal.
So frustrating. I blame the calculator.
That's what ruined it.
This is a bar song. Spins fully
charged. Recharged. Okay, I want to preface this story by saying that we are not your normal breakfast radio show. Okay, we are not going to tell you whose celebrity birthday it is. We're not going to tell you what's in the papers. We're not going to tell you to record your kids stories that aren't funny. And for the most part, we won't tell you it's something stupid like it's National Slap Your Annoying Coworker in the Face Day. Apart from today, because it is in fact National Slap Your Annoying Coworker in the Face Day.
Yes.
And I think that this is something that is a little bit of us.
Unlike it's National Crisp Day.
Yeah,
what's
exactly
your favourite packet of crisps?
It's National Biscuit Day. What's National Biscuit?
I am furious by it's National Slap your colleague in the face day.
So it's Slap Your Annoying Coworker in the Face, and we're all about inciting violence on the show, as you know. obviously I'm joking before producer Callum kills me. If you don't think you could get away with slapping your annoying coworker today, I have some suggestions. So don't worry. So like Emma, sometimes we annoy each other, but we can't slap each other because we have Annette from HR is looking right at us all the time.
Do you know what? Hi Annette, how are you?
So I'd suggest that you tell the annoying coworker in your workplace that it's National Slap an Annoying Coworker in the Face Day, especially if they're being annoying. Because even if you just tell them, be like, say if they're just constantly talking, just like, just by the way, just so you're aware, it's National Slap Your Annoying Coworker in the Face Day.
You could ask them to slap themselves in the face.
Yeah, you could.
Oh. That was nice. Warmed me up a little bit.
Cool. So yeah, I think you could just drop it into conversation whenever they're kind of talking, and hopefully they'll stop whatever it is that's making them annoying. However,
it's kind of inciting violence a little bit.
Little bit inciting violence, yeah. It's threatening, which I think is much better than actual violence.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Threatening is fine. Threatening is just words. But yeah, apparently there are rules to this. You can't just go around slapping whoever you want. There are in fact rules.
No way,
for this.
Assaults and stuff.
Yeah. So, well, you see, I think you get away with the assault thing because it's National Slap Your Annoying Coworker.
Oh, the
coworker.
Guards know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're fully aware.
Briefed this morning.
911, my colleague slapping, can't do anything, sorry, it's annoying. Yeah, annoying, slap your colleague in the face day. But there are genuinely some rules that this national day has put forward, right, which I think are bizarre. Only one person can be slapped an hour. Okay.
So going for Callum first.
Don't be going around going one for you, one for you, one for you, one for you. Okay. If you slap someone and they do something irritating again, the next hour you can actually slap them again.
Okay.
So you're not just, it's not just one slap and you're done. Do you know what I mean? Okay. You could get multiple.
Callum would be black and blue.
Yeah. We'll be able to walk, Callum. The irritating person can be held down while other co-workers slap them. Sorry, I told you, we're all about inciting violence on this show. So they can be held down, so that's good news.
That's great.
Yeah, just to be aware of that. And if you're questioned by your supervisor or others, it is acceptable to lie.
Okay, did you hear that, Nat? From HR.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is acceptable to lie. You don't, but also you could just be like, it's national, slap your coworker day. But maybe they won't accept that. So I would recommend just be like, it didn't happen. We have you on CCTV. No, that's not me. That's AI. So that's how to get away around it. So that is my favourite national day.
What is happening?
And tomorrow will be something stupid like National Crisp Day. And if you want to hear all about that...
Let's move on quite quickly on that. Jesus, Dave. It's on one today.
Listen to Nova.
Stop it! You're on spin.
I was just telling you that it's National Slap Your Annoying Coworker in the Face Day.
Mm.
And someone has a question for us.
They do, it's Alex.
Can you slap your manager or your, like, superiors?
Oh, is that on the rules?
I don't know. Is Nick in? Nick, if you're here and you're listening, please come in so I can slap you.
Alex was wondering, in terms of the rules of the day, though, can she slap her manager?
Oh, sorry.
You don't need to slap Nick.
Oh, see, I don't know if your manager's as cool as ours, so they might not be as cool.
Nick might be like, slap me, bro.
Yeah, he'd be like, let's do it. Harder. Harder.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I feel like your claps are a bit off.
I think that was Callum.
I think that was you.
No, no.
That was Emma.
I raised my hands in preparation for that.
Emma, you didn't even do it on the third one.
Yeah, because I'm trying to organise the sound for you, hon.
Emma, famously, when we used to sing the one more tune bit on Fridays, always used to come in early as well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get Callum off air there
now. Timing is off.
Timing is everything.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game that always starts an argument. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. 5 IMC cinema passes are up for grabs, and 5 IMC cinema passes were taken off me last week.
Mm.
So I wasn't happy with that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like giving away IMC cinema.
It's like your opportunity to beat Dave.
It is.
Extra fun. Producer Callum.
There's your
timing
don't
again,
want,
Emma.
Don't want
timing.
To talk. Do you think there's a way that we can create this? You know, like how you can play against each other on Alexa. I play Pointless on my Alexa.
I love playing Pointless on Alexa.
Do you think we could do this on an Alexa where you play Don't Say the Same Thing
you absolutely
that
could.
Dave has written down on demand?
You could just listen to Spin on your Alexa and play it long here.
TM, trademark, don't copyright, don't do you dare steal that idea.
If anyone who is clever enough to know how to make one of those Alexa games.
You know what? I have a friend who works with Alexa.
He works, does he?
Just works.
He works.
Works down the road.
I have a friend who has an Alexa. I'll ask him. No, I have a friend who works with Alexa. I'll ask him.
Lisa's standing by. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
How
are you today? What are you up to?
I'm not. I'm just after going and getting a coffee before work.
Oh, very nice. What do you do for work?
I'm a support worker.
Fair good play. For you. And what's your coffee order?
Just about to ask,
Hazelnut latte.
Hazelnut latte. My
fancy
God.
When you are.
Far from hazelnut lattes, you were rared, Lisa. I tell you that much, huh?
You're dead right.
Right, Lisa, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Every single one you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Are you ready to play, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you know the game, Lisa?
I do. I've heard it a few times.
Okay, it's really good crack.
And you enjoy it.
Try not to panic.
Try not to panic is right. And make sure that you answer on the third beep that you hear. Here we go with question number 1. Lisa, name any item of clothing.
A hat.
A hat. And I have written down a shirt.
Yay!
Very good, Lisa. Would you like to continue on for 2 IMC Cinema Passes?
Yeah, continue on.
Go on, girl.
Let's do this thing. Lisa, name any street in Dublin.
Clambrassel Street.
Go on, you legend.
Clambrassel Street.
Go on, you go.
Clambrassel Street. And I have written down Grafton Street.
Hey! Lisa, you now have 2 IMC Cinema Passes guaranteed. Do you want to risk them and play for 3? What do you want to do?
Go on, I'll risk it.
Dead right, Lisa. Question number 3. Name something you'd find in a bathroom.
Soap.
Soap.
I was thinking soap as well, you know. My brain first went to toothbrush.
Lisa, I had written down soap.
Oh, go on.
And then I deleted it. and I wrote down toilet. And I'm fuming that I did.
Lisa, you have 3 IMC Cinema passes. Do you want to risk them and play on, or do you want to take them home and call it there?
No, go on, I'll risk it.
All right, risk it. For 4 IMC Cinema passes, question 4. Name any character from Friends.
Phoebe.
Lisa, I had Phoebe written down. Yeah. And I deleted it for Joey.
Hey, you're into the grand final, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, I'm starting to shiver now.
What do you want to do? Do you want to go ahead and play for the 5?
I might as well.
You're on a good
whack.
One now.
You're on a good whack. All right, well, this is where we separate the men from the boys, Lisa. Here we go with round 5. Name a province in Ireland.
Leinster.
For 5 IMC Cinema passes, Lisa.
Come on, please.
I have written down Leinster.
No!
And I was going to say Ulster then.
Oh, Emma, can you just confirm, Emma, read that script?
I can confirm. Writing here in front of me. He'd written down Leinster.
Oh, I'm fuming. Oh, I'm so sorry, Lisa. But thank you so much for playing.
No problem.
You enjoyed.
Take care.
Good
bye
luck.
On. See ya.
Bye.
I think we have to ditch the game. That was too mean.
No. Ditch this is what game. Happens, unfortunately. The last hurdle is always the one that gets people. Mm. And I got there. And I'm sorry, Lisa. You seem like a lovely person. But I am holding dear.
Do you feel
to
mean?
My IMC Cinema
mean.
Passes. No. Like, I need, you know, to go to the cinema myself.
So it's a self.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.